This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is hour number two. And this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There is a website out there called academia.edu. This is a website that hosts research papers. In those papers, you'll find many that deal with the gun issue, most, but in fairness, not all, attempting to justify citizen disarmament schemes. There's one that came out there. Camouflage Collectives, Managing Stigma and Identity at Gun Events. That, while written in 2017, attempts to legitimize the smearing of the gun culture. Something that has been documented before, that is being used to ostracize and ultimately cancel the members of the gun culture from full social enfranchisement. Interesting stuff out of this, like, for example, the authors Sarah Jane Blythe and Jennifer L. Lanterman, who are self-described social justice scholars. They say, we conclude that when participants in gun events attempt to subvert core stigma through everyday stigma management practices, they effectively facilitate the unfettered exchange of potentially dangerous goods, promote the invisibility of oppressive structures, and normalize violence. They're concluding this up front in the article abstract. And they say gun collectives, firearm events, and even dialogue about gun ownership are rife with stigma, as if their view is the only truth. And the parable of the blind man and the elephant comes to mind, especially since conclusions derived from that biased perspective that gun ownership is shameful is a circular logic fallacy summed up by the phrase, begging to question. Now, the stigma is in the minds of the people predisposed to prejudice, as should be clear from their scholarly assertions. They continue, participants at gun shows, vendors, attendees, and other related individuals, such as people who rent space to gun shows, experience moral taint because they engage in activities that are sometimes considered sinful or dubious, illegal, or require deception or confrontation. They also experience physical taint, stigma, which arises from potentially dangerous conditions. People manage stigma and taint as collectives and as individuals. The members of gun collectives engage in both group and individual attempts to subvert the stigmatized aspect of their individual and collective identities. The endeavor to manage stigma is placed on all gun owners to some extent, or in or out of events, even those who do not engage in illegal practices, because the stigma attached to the gun culture is so pervasive. I could feel myself moving towards a brain bleed with that one. So, in other words, a peaceable gun owner is guilty of abuses committed by those who can't be trusted with freedom. They're responsible for what those whose opinions are formed by those vested in citizen disarmament believe about them. They have to justify themselves. And rejecting false accusations and offering correct information is actually a subversion. And so much for the conversation on guns, eh? That one the antis keep saying we have to have. But Blythe and Lanterman are not done with us at this point, people. They continue on. For core stigmatized organizations, routines, attributes, outputs, customers, or purpose carry enough stigma to make legitimacy impossible. For those organizations, complete social acceptance is an impossibility. Examples of core stigmatized organizations identified in the academic literature include men's bathhouses, brothels, or white power organizations. The very nature of those organizations induces outside stigma. See, this is what is referred to as false equivalency. This has been tried before. Back in 2009, a University of Cincinnati assistant professor of law, who David Codrey dubbed the smutty professor, advocated treating guns like adult obscenity and making them illegal outside the home. And that push hasn't gotten anywhere yet. Treating guns like something sinful has been used to lump gun makers in with pornographers. I mean, look at Operation Choke Point. Look how that worked out. Even without overt government prodding, we've seen how leading financial institutions have been banking on disarmament by denying their services to the gun industry. While enjoying the benefits of taxpayer-funded federal deposit insurance and contracts with government agencies. More recently, we've seen examples of financial deplatforming. In many cases under the government urging, read pressure again, think Operation Choke Point again, such as the New York State putting the squeeze on banks and insurance companies to deny services to the NRA. We've seen conservative candidates banned from PayPal, GoFundMe, and Venmo in an effort to keep others from donating, and Visa and MasterCard not processing donations to conservative groups. And then we get this, PayPal Holdings, in a partnership with ADL, today announced a new partnership initiative to fight extremism and hate through the financial industry and across at-risk communities. This is the latest effort at PayPal in combating racism, hate, and extremism across its platforms and the industry. And then you get headlines in major media outlets like Dying of Whiteness, Why Racism is at the Heart of America's Gun Inaction, Why Are White Men Stockpiling Guns? And for racially biased conservative whites, owning a gun is just part of being a good citizen. So, is there any doubt who they are targeting in this mix? So what the evil, manipulative, totalitarian minds behind the useful idiots don't want them to know is it's not about guns. It's about what guns ensure, which is freedom. We're supposed to be ashamed of that, but take pride in things we had no say in. Like race or things we do, like sexual proclivities. According to the cultural Marxists attempting to tear down the Founders' Republic and replace it with a totalitarian monopoly of violence, yes! So consider the millions of women being influenced daily by emotion-drenched propaganda like from the Harridans on The View, planting seeds like, this is not freedom because I feel like a hostage right now. I feel like a hostage to the selfish people who insist on owning these types of weapons. You're not a patriot because you think you have the right to own these type of weapons. You're not a patriot. You should be taking care of your fellow Americans. Freedom is selfish, actually, yes. But some of us consider that to be a virtue rather than a maxim out of Orwell. If the truth will set us free, it's up to each of us to spread it and to figure out workarounds when canceled for violating the right-thinking oligarchy's community standards, because the same people who want us disarmed and stigmatized, and that means ostracized, want to cut off our lines of communication. And that should tell you everything we need to know about their ultimate motive. No communication, no help coming. They want to isolate you. They want to disarm you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, there's something going on right now that you might not think applies to you as a gun owner. However, it does. Now, for weeks now, Joe Biden has been saying that any extension to the moratorium on evictions originally put in place by the Centers for the Disease Control was going to have to come from Congress. The Supreme Court told the Biden administration that was the case. And for weeks, Pelosi and Schumer ignored the impending demise of the eviction moratorium, choosing to focus on infrastructure and trying to vilify the GOP for the refusal to go along with a sweeping elections bill that was stuck in the Senate. This lack of urgency on the part of the congressional Democrats led to the moratorium expiring, which in turn led to Joe Biden deciding on Tuesday to go ahead with allowing the CDC to issue a new, slightly different moratorium, despite having been told that it's unconstitutional. And as Charles Cook writes at National Review, President Biden knows that the CDC's eviction moratorium is illegal, having, per Gene Sperling, not only kicked the tires, but double, triple, quadruple checked. He also knows the Supreme Court has ruled that it is illegal, and that majority of the legal scholars he has consulted think the court is correct. But, due to the fact that a bunch of progressives spent the day complaining, Biden announced just now that he intends to violate his oath and reissue the order anyway. He's doing something that is unconstitutional, and he's admitting it. This is what he said. The bulk of the constitutional scholars say it's not likely to pass constitutional muster. But then he said that he was prepared to try his luck anyway. He admitted the Supreme Court is likely to strike down his order, but it's going to take some time for the court system to catch up with the executive branch actions. So right now, he's signaling, he's telling you, America, that he's willing to ignore the Constitution in favor of the possibility of short-term political gain. And if he's willing to do that when it comes to the issue of evictions, why wouldn't he embrace the same strategy if it comes to our Second Amendment rights? Right now, they're already stretching the limits of executive authority with a pair of proposed rules from the ATF that would impose backdoor bans on homemade firearms and AR-style pistols with braces. But his latest move on evictions is evidence that the White House could try to implement even more of the president's anti-gun agenda by trying to go around the legislative branch. And he's threatening, the CDC moratorium has steep criminal penalties. And I really would love to know how that works. When we know that you cannot impose something, and yet you do it anyway. And then you have, and here's the fine. Potential $100,000 fine and a 1 year in jail if eviction doesn't result in death. $250,000 fine and 1 year in jail if evicted person dies. Now, so the new moratorium isn't a law, but that seems to be a distinction without a difference to many reporters, not to mention the administration itself. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I did watch Schoolhouse Rock, and laws start as bills in the legislative branch before becoming law once a president has put pen to paper. There's no bill involved in this eviction moratorium, and Biden himself has left it up to the CDC to impose these new restrictions on landlords, complete with criminal penalties. Now, imagine a scenario a few months into the future, and this is a lot of imagination going on here, where the ATF Director David Chipman decides that thanks to the ATF's newly expanded definitions of frame, receiver, and readily convertible, the agency has the power to declare that modern sporting rifles are readily converted to fully automatic machine guns and should therefore be regulated under the National Firearms Act. Now, that sounds crazy. You should bear in mind that gun control groups are already laying the groundwork for that power grab with several recent lawsuits filed in California. Brady alleges that Smith & Wesson knowingly violated federal law regarding the sales of machine guns to the general public, even though the gun that was used by the attacker was a semi-automatic. Brady's making the claim that Smith & Wesson knowingly manufactured a gun that could be readily converted to fully automatic fire in violation of the NFA. We also know that Chipman has already said that the AR-15 should be treated like machine guns. And Biden's own gun ban plan calls for AR-15s to be turned into registered under the NFA. So there's no chance that Biden's ban is going to pass through the Senate. But as long as the administration is willing to play fast and loose in the Constitution, they could try to impose that ban through the executive branch's rulemaking authority. I'd like to believe that if they're bold enough to try this, that the courts would shut them down quick. But now that Biden himself has demonstrated that pandering to the Democratic base is more important than safeguarding the Constitution, I see the odds of his administration trying at some point to put his gun ban into effect without a vote in Congress just went up considerably, unless he gets impeached. Which, you know, if you're doing something unconstitutional, I mean, they tried to impeach Donald Trump just for being Donald Trump. Just for being Donald Trump. This guy's violating the Constitution. Knowingly. He's admitting it on a dais in front of people. So, that's how, this is why I tell you that everything the left tries to do is all based upon a template. They try one thing, if it works that way, then they're going to try it again in another way. Very simple. It's a very simple thing. Continually. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is trying to pass a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal, and Democrats want to pair a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill as well. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is pushing back against all this spending.
This infrastructure bill was always, you know, what everybody told us, oh, this was all paid for. And we found out yesterday with the Congressional Budget Office, it's not paid for. It's more debt. We have almost $30 trillion worth of debt. When is this going to end?
Senator Scott appearing on Fox News. The Dixie Fire in Northern California is now the third largest fire in the state's history. It has blown up to 432,000 acres as of Friday. That's about 70,000 acres bigger than last night's Cal Fire update. Containment remains at 35%. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Senate vote could happen this weekend on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer moving last night to end debate. That would set up a procedural vote Saturday requiring 60 votes. If that goes forward, passage could happen Saturday. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley, no fan of the infrastructure bill.
At the end of the day, this is not an infrastructure bill, as you point out. This is a woke politics bill. This is a bill that has gender identity language in it. It could open up new federal causes of action for gender identity lawsuits. This has got a climate change agenda in it. This has got the Green New Deal in it. So this is, and by the way, it's all fueled with pork barrel spending. So I'm opposing it. I hope every Republican will oppose it. And at the end of the day, it's just about Joe Biden's woke agenda.
The Missouri senator speaking there on Fox News. California native Allison Felix finished third place in the women's 400-meter race in the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. English is actually my first language, believe it or not. It's been 2 years since the shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, left 23 people dead and another 23 injured. In the wake of that shooting, like many others, there was a lot of talk about how to prevent that from happening again. And in the aftermath, a lot of stuff was talked about along those lines. But things didn't pan out like some thought they should. And this is where things go sideways for people that are looking for some sort of vindication or closure. Because now they're upset and feeling betrayed. 2 years later, as El Paso remembers the victims, they're also reminded of the broken promises made by top leadership in Texas in the wake of the shooting. The alleged gunman from North Texas drove 10 hours to El Paso to, in his own words, posted on a racist online platform, stop the Hispanic invasion of Texas. The initial reaction from some Republican leaders in Texas was sympathy and concern. Texas Governor Greg Abbott immediately called for safety commission roundtable discussions in El Paso to generate ideas to combat the rise of extremist groups and hateful ideologies, to keep guns out of the hands of deranged individuals, and combat domestic terrorism in Texas. At a safety commission meeting in Austin in late August 2019, he said he was committed to action and results. 2 years after the attack, some of the conditions that led to the shooting remain entrenched. Violence by extremist groups is on the rise, according to the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice, and rhetoric describing migrants as criminals and invaders is now espoused by Texas Republican leadership, including Abbott. Although, they're not taking certain things into consideration. And in what some call an affront to the victims' families, Texas Republicans expanded gun rights earlier this year when the state legislature passed a permitless carry bill. So, once again, we're looking at that saying, oh, law-abiding citizens carrying guns, this just makes things worse. That's the part I love the most. When they get out there and start talking this nonsense. But I digress. I hate to break it to some of those people, but permitless carry will do more to make such shootings less likely to happen. If more people can carry without jumping through hoops, and Texas has hoops, make no mistake, then they're more likely to carry. More guns in the hands of good people mean more chances of bad people being stopped. And while I get the concerns about the rhetoric, it's important to remember that taking issue with illegal immigration doesn't come close to believing such an atrocity was justified. Far from it. And, of course, some people are not going to see it that way. But none of that matters. No, no. None of that matters. While El Paso leaders may feel they've been let down and betrayed, the truth is that Texas has done more to make the city safer than any anti-gun agenda would have. Disarming law-abiding people is not the answer. It's never the answer. Yet, permitless carry may well be the key to stopping something like this from happening again. And their paranoia and fear don't change that reality. They weren't betrayed. Instead, they got the measure it needed, not necessarily the ones they wanted. And that's a good thing, too, because what they wanted would have made the public both less safe and less free. Now, and shifting a little bit here, Mr. Chipman, as you know, they're looking to have another hearing with him because he's a very problematic nominee. He's obviously a partisan. He's obviously an anti-gunner, and he obviously, you know, is I don't know. I just don't know. There's a lot of things he is, obviously. Well, when he was going through his hearing, he forgot to mention his media hit with Chinese Communist television. State media apparatus, which is viewed as a propaganda arm of Beijing and had to register as a foreign agent in 2019, invited David Chipman into their spin machine to discuss the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. And Chipman seemed to play the part of the good soldier and go along with the propaganda. And who's this coming from? We get this from Fox News. President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives failed to disclose to the Senate a media appearance on Chinese state TV, which may have been used as propaganda by the communist state to cover up a mass stabbing of children. He appeared on the Chinese state-run media network, China Global Television Network, CGTN, previously known as CCTN, in December 2012 to discuss the government's response to the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, one of the deadliest shootings in U.S. history that killed 28 people and injured two. CGTN, which reaches 30 million households within the U.S., is an arm of China's propaganda machine. It is controlled by the Communist Party and serves as part of what Mr. Xi has called Beijing's publicity front. as described by the New York Times. In 2019, the Department of Justice required CGTN to register as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Chipman did not disclose his 2012 appearance on CGTN in written responses to the Senate's questions for the record. But he did list at least 16 pages of previous interviews and quotes he provided to media, including at least two events and interviews in which he spoke about the Newtown massacre. None of that information included the CGTN media appearance. And a letter from the Senate Judiciary Republicans cited this media hit as another reason why there should be a second hearing on Chipman. The fact is that the new information about Mr. Chipman's unfitness for office seems to come out daily. Just today, we learned from news reports that not Mr. Chipman, that he appeared in 2012 on Chinese state television to discuss the Sandy Hook massacre. Spectacle of Mr. Chipman discussing gun violence in America while being asked about our gun laws by an organ that even YouTube notes is a propaganda machine funded by the Chinese government is beyond comprehension. He doesn't appear to dispute this obvious propaganda by the China Global Television Network designed to malign the United States. In fact, he seems to agree with it when asked about this. Politics is supposed to stop at the water's edge. It's shocking that Mr. Chipman's gun control agenda not only didn't, but it eagerly found a willing host among the Chinese communists. We ask again that Mr. Chipman have a second hearing to address these allegations. Durbin is signaling he doesn't get that, but, you know, we'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you grew up with siblings, you know what it feels like to be provoked. If you watch sports, you'll often see visiting players showboat to provoke the home team and their fans after they make a great play. Provocation is such a powerful tool that the Bible expressly forbids it when bringing up children. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger." We're living in a time of great provocation directed at you from those in elected office. Virtually all levels of government are barely hiding the disdain and contempt they have for the people they're supposed to serve. Not rule over, but serve. The pandemic has given county commissioners, school boards, health directors, mayors, governors, and federal officials an emperor complex, lording over our daily lives, deciding which privilege they will or won't allow based on their whims. And they justify it by calling it science. It's not science. It's provocation. And it's working for the left on many fronts in very effective ways. Take, for example, the foiled plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer last year. Originally reported as a group of pro-Trump insurrectionists bent on punishing Whitmer for her aggressive lockdowns of 2020, only a year later do we learn the truth. The men involved may well have agreed with the plot, but were set up and goaded into it by embedded federal informants. And we get this from BuzzFeed, of all places. They say, working in secret, they, the FBI informants, did more than just passively observe and report on the actions of the suspects. Instead, they had a hand in nearly every aspect of the alleged plot, starting with its inception. The extent of their involvement raises questions as to whether they would have even been a conspiracy without them. Similarly, in the events at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, which have led many eyewitnesses, journalists, and at least one United States senator to ask who was involved in that day and what planning went into it. Given what BuzzFeed reported on the Whitmer plot, is it difficult to imagine the same for January the 6th? as Revolver News summarized, if it turns out the federal government did, in fact, have undercover agents or confidential informants embedded with the so-called militia groups indicted for conspiring to obstruct the Senate certification on 1-6, the implications would be nothing short of seismic, especially if such agents or informants enjoyed extremely senior-level positions within such groups. Now, these events are sold by media and Democrats as an organic uprising of a very unhinged opposition, posing a constant present danger to the very republic, to existentially. They've been used throughout the last 8 months of Biden's presidency to paint any opposition to any authority, order, or edict as potential insurrection and wing nuttery. Any questions raised about the election, the virus, the lockdowns, the vaccine, the border, and the insinuation is, what are you, one of those people? They are provoking you. Parents who've shown up at school board meetings to demand an end to teaching racism in the classroom are smugly dismissed. It's not critical race theory, they lie. It's diversity, equity, inclusion for the new DEI director, you see. Who could be against that? As cities watch crime spiral out of control, Democrat mayors and city council persons who've supported defunding the police and prevented them from prosecuting crimes tell you it's the Second Amendment to blame for the record bloodshed. Each month, hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated illegal aliens are rounded up at our southern border and distributed across the country to become permanent residents. Do you see any urgency to close the border? No. American public is told that Ron DeSantis is Florida and the vacationers at Lake of the Ozarks are the blame for another COVID outbreak. Andrew Cuomo is accused of multiple counts of sexual impropriety by the New York Attorney General. The governor tells us there's nothing wrong with what he did. This is just the way he interacts with everyone, and he learned it from his mom and dad, no less. There's nothing bad about this. I was raised this way. Dr. Fauci admits he sent money to the Wuhan lab, but insists we believe him when he says they told him they weren't creating superviruses with the money because they told him so. The CDC and the White House told us 2 months ago we no longer needed masks if we were vaccinated, and they're now insisting everyone wear them again. Children, once told that they weren't considered primary carriers or likely to get very sick even if they contract the virus, are once again made to mask and perhaps robbed of more time in an in-person classroom setting because teachers' unions might not be ready to return. Democrats are partnering with private sector companies to punish states for passing overwhelming popular voter ID laws, insisting voter ID is racist while at the same time demanding employees supply proof they've taken a government-issued vaccine or face termination. Barack Obama has planned a birthday party for himself with just a few 700 of his closest friends during the latest crisis virus outbreak in his multi-million-dollar oceanfront estate, despite warning the man-caused rise of the sea will destroy our coasts. Ostensibly his party as well. But perhaps the most audacious of all is Joe Biden's open acknowledgement this week that he and the CDC simply don't have the constitutional authority to extend the eviction moratorium, but he's going to do it anyway. And if any landlord who evicts a tenant from their property, they're going to face fines and jail time. It's the state seizing private property. It's shocking. And the guy we're supposed to call president is daring someone to stop him. This is open, naked, craven prevaricating and antagonism done on purpose with the help of a compliant media telling you it's perfectly normal and you're to blame for the nation's ills. Government agents, big and small, and their fascist corporate partners flexing their muscles, poking you in the chest, smiling as they call you an insurrectionist and daring you to cross them. Paul's letter to the Ephesians was written at a time when fathers were kings of their homes and wielded total unquestionable authority. And it's Paul's biblical warning to fathers not to behave as tyrants, lest they produce restless or rebellious children who ultimately resent them. The same warning should be heeded by public officials who forget we're a republic and consent of the governed is still the order of things. Ignoring that fact will produce a restless and rebellious electorate, too. And probably this is what the provocateurs in charge are hoping. The only thing I don't quite get is what they think is going to happen. I don't think they understand that once you start that chain reaction, this is not something that you can simply put a halt to. It changes the complexion of the nation. It changes normalcy. And we would win, without a doubt. I just don't understand what they're doing. And they definitely don't seem to understand what they're doing. They don't understand the peril of what they're doing. And I wouldn't expect any nations that look at us right now today that have been observing our wars to sit around and just do nothing while that happened. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.